Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'schus Rufua Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Learning Meseches Kedushin Daf Mem Tes. The sugi starts from the Mishnah Mem Chesem and Beis, the Mishnah V'skachli V'kaizer Shel Yayin. The Mishnah says, V'skachli V'kaizer Shel Yayin V'nimsa Shel Dvash. If someone, Ish comes to Isha, he says, I want to be Mekadesh you with a cup of wine, and it turns out it was honey, or vice versa, shel dvash v'nimtza shel yayin. He said a cup of honey, turns out to be wine. Bedina zeh shel kesef v'nimtza shel zav. He says, I want to be mekadesh you with this silver coin, it turns out to be a golden coin. Or shel zav v'nimtza shel kesef. Or with a golden coin, which turns out to be a silver coin. Al menashe asher v'nimtza ani. On condition I'm rich, and he's found that he was poor. Ani v'nimtza asher, ain't a mekadesh. All these things is kedushei tais, it doesn't work. Reb Shimon Eimer, emetei v'lishvach mekadeshes. If she got fooled because it was better than what she thought, then it does work. That's not called the Kedushei Tais. But Marshall, if Dvash is more expensive than wine, so if he said Dvash and she got wine, so that's less than what she bargained for. So that's Kedushei Tais. It doesn't work. But if he said wine and he gave her the more expensive honey, so that does work. Or Alderic said gold and silver. If he said gold and it turned out to be silver, it's less than what she wanted. It doesn't work. But if it's silver and it turned out to be gold, it's more than what she wanted, so it does work. And the same thing with the ani and the asher. Now, before we get to the svaras machlokes and the Gemara's comment on Rabbi Shimon and the Gemara's akimta, I want to first tuduch one interesante nekuda. The Tosefta says like this. The Tosefta goes like the Tanna Kamma. That's not Mekadeshes. He said, I want to be Mekadeshes with a cup of wine, gave her honey, or vice versa. Or a dinar of Zav. Actually, the Sefta is talking about a dinar Zav and a dinar Kesef. Or vice versa, it's not Mekadeshes. The Sefta says, so what do you do? Take it back from her, give it to her again, and say her Mekadeshesli. So the Shaila is, why do you have to take it back from her and give it back and say her Mekadeshesli? Why can't you just say her Mekadeshesli while she's holding it in her hand? Why do you have to take it back for it? If it's a Kedushei Tais, so the Pshat is, it still belongs to him. If it still belongs to him, why does he have to take it back? It's his. He gave him a Kaddish. He gave him a Kaddish while it's in her hand. So his Arsamech, it's an Ilchas Ishas Perikim Alach Aleph. He wants a toy for Gvaldigi Yisayd. Then he says the Beis Shmuel already brings it from the Rashach. That Kedusha needs a Nesina. That just like by Get, you find the Din, you can't say Tli Gitach Magabe Karka. If you put the Get down on the Karka, and you tell her, take the get from the floor and be megureshes, it doesn't work. You need v'nasa and biyada. So too with kesef kedushin. You have to actually give the kesef kedushin, you have to actually give the ring to the isha. You can't say, take the ring, me'al gabe karka. L'maisa, all achreinim argue on this. The Beis Shmuel is in Simen Chav Zayin Sifkat and Gimel, and the Pesach Tshuva there, also Sifkat and Gimel, brings down kama v'kama achreinim that argue, they say, avanda, Tli Kedusha Chmegabe Karka works. Could be by Shtar Kedushin it doesn't work, because there, that Shtar Kedushin is like that. They have a Yatsav Aisa, Iska Shavayeli Tzia. That's how you know that Isha's Miskadesh is B'Shtar, like we had early in the first Perek. So that has the same Gedarim, that has the same Halachas of a get that you need in Nesina. But Kesef Kedushin, there's no such thing. You don't need a Nesina, Tli Kedushin Chmegabe Karka works. But Dar Sameach wants to bring a Raya from this to Sef to that, no. Now this Tosefta is mefurish, that he gave the money and it didn't work l'shem kedushin because it was a kedushei tais. You have to take it back and give it again in serious meshesli. So you see from the Tosefta, he wants to say that there is a problem of tli kedushei chamelgabe karka, even kedushei kesef nizan nesina, like the Beis Shmuel brings from the Marashach. No, it's a bit shver because it's mefurish in the Gemara. It's mefurish in the Gemara earlier when you give an isha pekadin. It says that as long as it's Nishtayah or Shavah Pruta, she's a Mekadeshes with it. It's a Gemara early in Daf Mem Zayin. We just had it. So, and it's not talking about you took it back and gave it again. That would work by Milv also. Mekadesh and Milv is Ein Mekadeshes. Mekadesh and Pekadin is Mekadeshes. Clearly, even though she's holding the Pekadin, you could just say, Rei Mekadeshes, Liba Pekadin, Zeh Biyadcha, and it works. So Zogdar Sameach, that's an Akasha. Because you find they get also such a thing. You find in the 8th parak of Gittin, if you give an isha a pekadin a get, you say, here, take this get as a pekadin. And then afterwards you say, Ereya Megereshes, take the get for Gerish, and it works. It's actually a mechlekes tanon. Rabbi Nibshim and Elazar, but Rabbi holds it works. You don't have to take it back again and give it again. And the Rishayim and Ma'aseh, because since it came to our hands originally on the day in the Sina, so Mamela works, there's no problem with Tligit of Chayav Karka. When it came to hands originally because she took it, he didn't give it to her. So that's a Chsar in the Sina. Mashenkem, when it originally came to our hands, Ba'ifin of Nesina, even though that wasn't the Gerishin, that was for a Pekadin, so then it works. So Mamela, that's why the case of Pekadin is not a Stira to Tligit of Chayav Karka. In the case of Pekadin, he gave it to originally B'tarius Pekadin, then you don't have to take it back and give it again. So that works for a Gerishin also. So I would say, how come here, when he gave it to originally B'tarius Kedushin, it was a Mekach Tais, how come that's not called a Nesina? Zagdar Sameach and Chisant Esvara, that if the whole giving was a Tais, he never meant to give it altogether, the whole giving was a Tais, that's not called a Nesina. If you give it B'tarius Pekadin, so that's giving it, that's a Nesina. It wasn't a Nesina for Kedushin, but as a Nesina for Pekadin, the Mela, that could be called a Nesina, and it could work for the subsequent Kedushin. Now, Shenge, when the whole giving was a Tais, the whole giving was a Mekach Tais, is a Mela, that's not called a Nesina B'chlal. And the Mela, you have to take it back, otherwise it will be the problem of Tliket Yishayach Magabi Karka. That's Akhtar Sameach. But Kamuvan, this is only according to the Beis Shmuel's Rishach, he even says it's a Suffolk, that there is a problem of Tliket Yishayach Magabi Karka. But according to the Reif Paiskim, that old, there's no such problem. So right, do we need another pshat in the Tesefta? Why does the Tesefta say I have to take it back and give it? Why can't you just say it kadeshously when she's holding it in her hand? So the Avnei Meluim already asked this kasha. There's Avnei Meluim, Simon Lamed Ches, Sivkot Nyudbeis. He asked this kasha. And he says, he says, Taisis in Bava Basra, Tav Tzadik Beis and Medbeis, and also the Muki Yosef there says that, and it's a psak of the Ramon Chayshe Mishpat in Simon Reish Lamed Beis at the end of the Simon, that any time you have a Mekach Tais, the money's Ava. Let's say you buy something. And in the end, it turns out you didn't get what you wanted, it's a Mekach Tais. So that money that you gave is not a Pekadin, that money that you gave is Ava. He's allowed to spend the money in the meantime until he finds that it's a Mekach Tais. And if anything happens to the money, he's Mechayiv and Einsim. It's not like a Pekadin, like he's a Shemer, where he's Patnir and Einsim. No, it's Ava. He's totally mechuyev for the money. It's his money. It's milvaloi tzah nitna. Hazak nadne mulum, so that's a pshat. If she doesn't give it back, it's a milva. It's not a pekadin, it's a milva. So mekadesh a milva, ain't a mekadeshes. That's why he has to give it back. Not because you need an asina, but here it's not a pekadin, it's a milva. When there's a mekach tais, it becomes alva. Then nadne mulum is bothered. He says, that's when we're talking about money. When someone gives money and it turns into a mekach tais, money is not a specific item. Money is exchangeable. And Mimela, any money you give, which it turns out to be Mekach Tais, so that you say that it was Alva. Mashenkin, an item, he gives her a Kaishal Yain, a Kaishal Dvash, whatever it is. So that you have to give back the item itself. You can't just keep it and give back a similar item. You have to give back that item. You have to give back Aysa Chayfetz. That shouldn't be considered an Alva, that you consider a Pekadin. So Avnei Mulim blames at Tzarechian. So why would he have to take it back and give it again? But I saw in the Sefer Aris V'Tziyunim from Rebbe Elkanah Ostern, L'chai Richter Gevart, that the Sefer, like we said before, was talking about a Dinar Shel Kesef and a Dinar Shel Zav. A Dinar Shel Kesef and a Dinar Shel Zav is money. That's money. So Mamela in a Chinami. You could say, Mamish like Davni Mulum. You could say that the Pshat is any time you get money and it's a Mekach Taisis Alva. If it would be a case of the Kaishal Dvash and the Kaishal Yayin, or any other two minim, but it's not money, it's an item. So an item wouldn't be Alva. An item would be Pekad, and then he wouldn't have to take it back and give it again. Mashaygin, the Dinish of Kes, the Dinish of Zav, that's money. Money becomes Alva. The Chay Richter Gevart. Abyssal Shver, why have the Mulum Blaim Shver? And now let's go into the Etzem Achleikish of Bishimon and the Rabbanon, the Pshat and the Mishnah. Is a Machleikish who's showing him how to understand it. And it's Negeya really had to learn Pshat in the Gemara. So let's first say over the Gemara, and then we'll see how the different Rishonim learn. The Gemara is a Kasha in Reb Shimon. How could Reb Shimon hold that a Matei L'Shvach is Mekadeshes? In other words, if he said, I'm being Mekadesh you with silver, and it turns out to be gold, it's Mekadeshes because gold is even better than silver. Doesn't Reb Shimon hold that Yayin v'nimsa chaymes, chaymes v'nimsa yayin, shnei mechayel nachzebehet? If let's say someone tried to sell wine and it turned out to be vinegar, or someone tried to sell vinegar and turn that into wine, both of them could be chayzer. So you see that some people like vinegar better, and some people like wine better. So therefore, either way, each one of them could be chayzer. If, let's say, they're trying to sell wine and it turned out to be vinegar, so even the lekeach, even the meicher that is getting paid for vinegar, but he could say, I don't want to sell vinegar, because I need the vinegar. So Mela only wanted to sell wine, and who would be vice versa? There's not a vart that wine is better than vinegar. Some people like wine, some people need wine for their purposes. They happen to need wine, and some people happen to need vinegar. Each one has its own purpose. So here also, by gold and silver, gold has its purpose, silver has its purpose. Sometimes you need gold, sometimes you need silver. You can't just say absolute silver is better than gold. That's right, the Gemara Kash. Ever the Gemara, it wasn't the pshat that the Kedushin was done on one understanding, on the understanding that it was silver and it turned out to be gold. In that case, even Rav Shimon's maskim, it's a mekach tais, and the Kedushin is chayzer, could be she wanted silver. The case here is that she told her shliach, go and accept Kedushin for me from the person who told me he's mimkadish me with silver. And when the shliach came, ended up, the person gave gold. So there, the Kedushin wasn't done al das that it's silver. He never said at the time of the Kedushin, he's mimkadish with silver. Originally, the abmach was silver, and the isha, when she told the shliach to get the Kedushin, she mentioned the Kedushin was silver. So you have the machlekes, which the Gemara tells it to other cases. You have the machlekes, do you say that when, since she mentioned in her shlichos that the person said he's a mekadesh with silver, that means she only wanted a kedushin of silver. And the mela, when you want a kedushin of silver and you get a kedushin of gold, that's avad mekach tais. That's kpeda. Or maramakam hiloi. She never said that. She said, accept my kedushin. She mentioned that it was silver. That was just a reference. That was just a maramakim. She didn't mean it that she wanted only because it's silver, and she wanted the tnai, the kedushin, to be silver. It was maramakim. The guy happened to say that he's been kaddish with silver. She really doesn't care if it's silver or gold. Just like if she would send the shliach stam to get kedushin. So you give silver, you give gold. Whatever you want is good. She said to get the kedushin. So even though she mentioned, she didn't say that you're a shliach to accept kesef. She said you're a shliach to take the kedushin from the guy who's going to give me kesef. So that's not a kpeda, that's maramakim ulai. Now, the Rashba asks a kasha on the Gemara like this. In the Mishnah of the Yayin Shnim Sechaymetz that the Gemara brings, it's a Mishnah in Bava Basra in the fifth parak. There's also a case there, let's say, of Zayis v'nim seshikam, ashikam v'nim sezayis. Right? You want to sell a certain type of wood, it turns out to be a different type of wood. A certain type of tree, it turns out a different type of tree. And there, Zakhtar Ashba, you don't need the tam of Ika de Nichalei Bezayin, so Ika Nichalei Beshikma. If it's two minim, so it's not a Mechir Bechlal. Let's say someone was trying to sell a table, and they agreed to sell a table, and he sent the package over, it turns out to be a chair. Even if they both happen to want the chair, it doesn't matter. It's not a Mechir. You don't need the swear that some people need a table, something to chair. It's two different things. You never bought a chair. You bought a table. So, fact the Rashba, it's the same thing with Kesef and Zav. Why do you have to come on to the Svara of Iked the Nichalei Bezav, Iked Nichalei Bekaspa? Some people need gold, some people need silver. Gold and silver, two different meaning, they're two different things. Shouldn't they brought the case of Yayin and Chaimetz? Yayin and Chaimetz, you could say, is essentially the same thing. When wine sours, it becomes Chaimetz. So, you could say that Yayin is just a better. It's just better than chaymetz. L'mashal, when you have yayin ra and yayin toiv, so if you made up yayin ra and you sold yayin toiv, so only the meicher could be chayzer. If you made up yayin toiv and sold yayin ra, only the keah could be chayzer. Because the other guy can't tain, I wanted. Wine is wine. It's the same mint. The question is, you didn't get the quality you wanted, or you gave away more than the quality that you agreed to. So only the one who was cheated is the one that could be chayzer. But when we're dealing with two different minim, so then anyone could be chayzer. It's not a mechach b'chlal. The mechach was in this min, not in that min. Why did the Gemara need the svara? Why did the Gemara shtel tzu to yayin and chaymetz and say that some people need wine, some people need vinegar, here also some people need gold, some people need silver? Typically, it's two minim. It's two minim. So the kedushin was with this min. It doesn't work with the other min. And the Rashba, Kedushin, the Mekach is not on the thing that you're being Mekadosh with. The Mekach is the Kedushin. The Mekach is the Kedushin. He's being Mekadosh and he's acquiring a wife. That's what he's doing. What the money of the Kedushin is, that's the Tznoi HaMekach. So if there's no Peda Bechlau, if there's no reason why she shouldn't want that, it's better, so you wouldn't be able to be Chayzer. It's not like when you're selling something and you're selling one min and it turns out to be the other min, so there was never a sale. The sale was on this min, not on that min. Here it was a Kedushin, and there was a Kedushin. There was an Isha, there was an Isha. The money you're giving for the Kedushin, that's just a Tznoya Kedushin. Memela, if there's no paid at all, Kolshkein, you would want that, then you can't be Chayzer. So Mela, when the Gemara asked the Gemara's Kasha was Dafka, Iga de Nichale Bekaspi, Iga de Nichale Bedahava. And like Taisa says, because maybe she punked had a jewelry of silver, and she punked needed some extra silver to repair that silver jewelry. The gold is worthless, so she can't use it. She's going to have to sell. That she doesn't want. She wants the actual silver to use to repair her jewelry. So then you have a kasha, so it should be a mekach tais. But the fact that it's two minim is not shver. It's not the same as by mecher, where if you sold one min, behechrich, the mechir is not chal on the other min. No, here you're being mekadosh and isha, it's only a shayla of mekach tais. And Zakhtar Rash, but the Rabbanan also that way. Even though the Rabbanan say that every tais is chayzer. But that's because sometimes people want it, like the Asher and the Ani. Sometimes people want Ani more than Asher, or the Yayin and the Dvash. Even if Dvash is more expensive than wine, but sometimes he wants wine, he doesn't want Dvash. The Rambam is also mefurish this way. In Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam writes, Efshish adaita v'ritzayinim b'zeh adava apachos, l'kavonish shominyin, yesim imashiraitza adava acher. The Pshan the Chachamim is that maybe she wants the cheaper thing for some reason, more than she wants the more expensive thing. In the Rambam is mefurish, even the Rabbanan hold, and that's like the Rashba says, even if it's two separate minim legamri, but the reason why it's not Mekadeshes is because it's a Kpeda, because she wants it. And that's good for the Machoikas of Shim and Rabbanan. And Taisus also, Taisus says, Mi uhechesh hita isha b'mamon lepolig, it should be lepolig arabi Shimon or lepolig Rabbanan. Maram explains that let's say you say I'm being Mekadesh with one dinar and you gave it two dinarim. Even though it's different, one dinar is different than two dinarim, but the pshat is, but that's Pasha, why should she mind two dinarim? Kolshkein she should have two dinarim. Only these things where it's possible that she'd want something else. So, Pashas, you'll learn that Reb Shimon and Rabbanan both agree to this, you cite. Sometimes people want gold, sometimes people want silver, sometimes people want honey, sometimes people want wine. You don't go basa which is better. The whole machlekes of Shimon and Rabbanan is, when she sends a shliach and she mentions the reference that the Kedushin was supposed to be with a certain thing, and it ends up the Kedushin is with something better than that thing, so there the Tnoya Kedushin wasn't necessarily the cheaper thing, because it wasn't mentioned b'shas the Kedushin that we're doing with the cheaper thing, it was just something that the Isha had told to the Shliach. So there, that might be paid altogether, that might just be a Marim Makim. She really, Bechal doesn't care if it's silver or gold, she just mentions silver because Marim Makim Ulay. Well, no, even then, you say the shlichus is only on silver and on gold. There will be marachiv the inyan on the shlichus soon. But when you be mekadesh the isha, from the Gemara would sound like, that they're both maskim to the svar of ikad nichalei bahachi, ikad nichalei bahachi. But the Marashah says a gewaldige chiddush. The Marashah says, dafka bei zav and kesef, the Gemara was bothered with. Zav, sometimes people want zav, sometimes people want kesef. Mashenke, in the other two cases, ani and ashir, or Yain and Vash, there, L'chuli Alma, Reb Shimon holds that there's no Kpeda. She wants the Meshubach. That's Pshat and Reb Shimon. By Kesef and Zav, the Gemara didn't want to receive all that Pshat. And Memele, because some people talk and need Kesef. So Memele, the Gemara switched the Pshat over there to be a Shliach. Hashem, by the other two, the Pshat and Reb Shimon stays the same way that Reb Shimon happens to hold that there is no Kpeda. You don't say that sometimes you want the lesser one. Everyone always wants the better one. Mashiach and the Rabbanan, no. Like the Rambam says, the Birish was nice. Sometimes people want the lesser one in all cases. But only when there's some sort of a story why you should want the lesser one. The lesser one has its own uses. The lesser one has its own things. Even an Ani and Asher. An Ani in certain ways is superior to an Asher. So male, that's why the Rabbanan hold. Either way, it's not Mekadeshes. But this is one Malach in the Rishayim. The Taisis Rind doesn't hold this way. Because Taisus, you would ask this kasha, which Taisus was bothered with. Why would you want kesef mud and zav? Taisus says because you want it for jewelry. But Taisus is bothered by the mission says dina shel kesef and dina shel zav. Sounds like it's a coin. It sounds like it's something which is used for money. In fact, the Taisus read, we're talking about money. Buy yayin and chaymetz, I can understand. You have a recipe that needs chaymetz, yayin's not going to help you. Doesn't matter that yayin is more expensive. You want to pickle something, yayin's not going to help you. But when you're dealing with money, money is money. $100 bill is better than $20 bill. There's no one who wants $20 bill. Either rabbi, if you want $20 bill, so take $100 bill and go change it. You'll get a bunch of $20 bills. That's when asked, "Bechal maki mechel lohitzi dina shel zav v'makim dina shel kesef v'yachshel amei dina kesef." Anytime she could take the dina zav and get a bunch of dina kesef. Why would anyone want kesef more than zav? That's fact. The Taisus read because he learns, and this is the pashtus, that we're dealing here with money. Money is money. If it's more money, it's definitely better. Taisus is matchik that no, she's going to use the silver for her jewelry, not for money. But Taisus read learns that we're talking about money. Merely asks the kasha. And for the Taisus read, it's tuminim. When it's tuminim, even if everyone would want the other min, but that's not the mekach. The mekach is the kasef, not the zav. If it's zav, that wasn't the mekach that we made up. It doesn't work. Even if everyone wants zav more than kasef. Come days, the Taisus read holds of the Rajab's kasha. And he holds that the Gemara is lav dafka. The Gemara makes a big deal of ikad de nichalei bechala, ikad de nichalei bechamra. The fina taisus read, the lashon is very, very madna. It's not ikad de nichalei. It's because it's two minim. And since it's two minim, it doesn't matter what it's nechusa. So the fina taisus read, everybody, saither abanan, saither abshimon hold, even when there's no peida, it can't be a kedushin. Because since it's two minim, the kedushin with one min can't work for another min. So that's the machlekes Yishenim here. The Rambam and Taisus all hold like the Rajba. The Rajba's svara that even if in two minim is when you're selling one min, then it doesn't work if you give another min because you never made a mechir in that min. But when you're doing a ma'isa kedushin, even though the ma'isa kedushin was with one min, if there'd be no kpeidav, it would work with the other min. What you use for the kedushin is just a tnoya kedushin, and that as long as there's no kpeidav, you could switch that. Masheng in the Taisus read holds, no, that's the Gufa Kedushin. If a Kedushin's with one min, it can't work if you give the other min. And that's true, Sai according to B'Shem and Sai according to the Rabbanan. And the only reason why according to B'Shem works here is because he never made up anything about the Kedushin. It was just the Isha told the Shliach something, and the question is that she means a Kpeda was a Maramakim. Lafi the Taisus read, you can't say like the Marasha. You can't make any chilip between Kesef Zav and Yayin Dvash or anything like that. As long as it's two minim, mezuchah won't work. And members of the Taisus Rizakin on the Gillian, on the Fem Tesem and Aleph, he clear says that the entire Mishnah is talking about Shliach. Even the other two cases, even the case of Kain and of Asher and Ani, is talking about that you send a Shliach and told him, go take the Kedushin from this guy who told me he wants him to Kaddish me Amnash and Ani, and it turns out that the guy was an Asher. But he never said in the Kedushin Amnash and Ani, and that's where we have the question of Kpeidom Aramakim Eloi. So come in and ask Minim Lemaisa, if you find an oifen that there are two actual Minim, but there's absolutely no way to say there's a Kpeda, that anyone would want the lesser Min, there's no use that the lesser Min has, that the more expensive Min has, according to the Rajba, that would be Mekadeshes according to everyone. And according to the Taisus, that won't be Mekadeshes according to everyone, since it's two Minim, that's not the Kedushin that you meant. Now, in regard to the Gemara that discusses that the machlekes of Shimon the Rabbanan is when she made a shliach, and she told the shliach, go accept my kedushin from someone who said, "Iskatchili bedina shel kesef," and she ended up going, and the shliach ended up getting the dina shel zav. And the question was, does she mean a kpeido or does she mean maramakim? So, kinira, there's a machlekes Yishenim in this gufa, right? We paskin like the Tanakama that there's a din of kpeido here. But what's the pshat in that? There seems to be a machlekes Yishenim, it's negei halacha lemaisa, and it really comes from how to explain the first Gemara. The Gemara first wanted a zetzayin in the Mishnah the other way, where the Baal made the shliach. He told the shliach, lay out for me, lend to me a dina shel kesef and mekadesh an isha with it, and the shliach lent him a dina shel zav. And the Gemara says, you have this machlekes, when he said, lend for me a dina shel kesef in mekadesh an isha with it, was that a kpeda, I want dafka kesef, or was that a maramakim, I'm telling you, I'll even be okay with kesef, but if he gives off, that's also good. And the Gemara didn't like this chat simply because it didn't fit into the words of the Mishnah. There are three reasons why it didn't fit into the words of the Mishnah. But you see from the Gemara that would be a similar machlekes. Someone told his friend, lend me a dina kesef to Mekanish and Isha, and he lays out for him instead a dina zav. You have this machlekes as a kpeido maramaka. So the Rishonim are bothered. Taisus, it's really a Taisus Yeshanim, which the Mepharshim bring down. It's in the Taisa Rush, and the Rishonim also bring it b'shem Taisus. And the Rishonim speak about it. What's it sign it's not a kpeido? If you tell someone, buy me something for $10, and he spends $100 on the same item, it's not a kpeida. You don't want to spend $100, you want to spend $10. You tell him, lend me a dina kesef, and be mekadesh anisha. And he ends up lending a dina zov and being mekadesh anisha. How could you possibly say mar mokum to that? He never agreed to be mechayiv himself for a dina zov. How could you be mechayiv him more than he agreed? So Taisus Rosh and Taisus Shanim has two terutzim. One terutz is that we're talking about that the worth of the dinar zav that he used is worth exactly a dinar kesef. It's like a very small dinar zav, only a fraction of the amount of gold as there is in the silver in the dinar kesef. It's worth exactly the same. It's only a question what coin to use. So like a guy would say, lend me a dollar and be mekadesh anisha, and be mekadesh anisha with the four quarters. No chilek at all. That's why you could say marim makim hulay. The Rashi says he doesn't think that's a good pshat. A dina shel kesef, a dina shel zav, or a similar coin, just one's silver and one's gold. Obviously, the gold one's more expensive. Shreya pshat. So Taisa says the second pshat, and this is what the Ritva likes a lot, that you're not obligated back to him more than what you told him a dina shel kesef. He's using a dina shel zav. That's a gift. He decided to mekadesh anisha with more money than you agreed, but you don't have to pay him back that much money. So a male levita, there's no real reason for you to be makbid, because you're not losing anything. You're paying him the same dinah shel kesef. Obviously, Namali is going to be using a dinah shel kesef. He decides to use a dinah shel zav. He'll take the expense. It's on the house. So a male, you could say maramakim ulay. What do you say, kpeida? You told him dinah shel kesef. He has to use kesef. And the Ritva, like we said, likes this chat, and he says, that's minastam how it is. If you tell someone, Hulveni dinash l'kasev akadish ba'isha, and he uses a dinash l'zav, obviously, you're not mechuyiv more than the dinash l'kasev, and the isha will be mekadeshes, and he'll take the loss. But the Rashba says, he can't say this chat. Because time at the Rashba, if he has absolutely no loss, there's no chilik to him, adarabba, all he is gaining. He's just giving more money to his wife. His wife's getting more money. His wife and his wife's family is more excited about this whole thing. And it's not costing him a penny. There's no makom to say kpeida. How can anyone possibly be makbid on such a thing? What does he care if the Isha gets more? The Isha's very happy with the gold. We're not talking about where he tells an Isha, be mekadesh with this davar shel kesef, and you give her gold, that maybe she's ikka de nichalei bekaspa, like Taisa says, she happens to need silver. We're not discussing that. The Isha faker. The Isha wants the gold better. And the Ish, he's not losing any gold. The gold is coming from his friend. So what is the tzad kpeida? He said, no one in the world will be makbid on that, even if he is makbid on that. It's butler daite. And mainly, you wouldn't be able to learn kpeida. And he brings a raya. There's a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara is on that Mishnah that we have right here, the other Mishnah, paid the Mara Makim Uloi, where the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Ha'isha Sha'amas Kabli Giti Makim Pleini, the Kibla Giti Makim Acher, is possible for Ablaza Machshir. Same Machlaikis, if she says Makim Pleini, is that Kpeda? She wants the Gershon Dafka to take place in Makim Pleini, or is it Mara Makim? She just thinks that that's where you'll find the husband, but if you find him somewhere else, it's also good enough. So, and on that Mishnah, the Gemara brings a steer in brisis. Let's say somebody says, make an Erev for me, make an Erev Tchumen for me with Tamarim, and you made it with Gregoris. He wanted to use dates, and he used dried figs. So there's a steer in the brisis. One brisis says it is a good Erev, one brisis is not a good Erev. So Rabbi says that the Machlaikis in the brisis, whether it is a good Erev or not a good Erev, is a Machlaikis, a blessing of Rabbanan. Is this Machlaikis that we're dealing with, is a Kpeidu Marimakim? He said dates. And using dried figs, is dates a kpeida? I want dafkan erev with dates, don't use anything else. Whose dates are my milkum? You can use the dates. If you want to use something else, what do I care? You can use the dried figs also. So the rabbi says, that's a machalikah shebles in the rabbanon. Rav Yosef says, no. We could say it all goes like the rabbanon, that there's a din of kpeda, but kam b'shaloi, kam b'shal chaveri. If you're using his dates or his dried figs, he told you dates, you want to use dried figs, so there's a possibility of kpeda. There's a possibility of kpeda. It's possible that he wanted dafki should use the tamar because he needed the dried figs for something else. We need a tamar for something else. It's possible that when he told you to use for the Erev, that's what he wanted you to use because he needs the other thing for something else. So there we have a machlekes, maramakim ukpeda. It's shayach to say kpeda. But the price that it says that it is a good Erev is we, it's b'shal chaveri. He told, the chaveri is using his own dates, his own dried figs. So there, even though he mentioned, you could take some of your dates and make an Erev for me. And the guy said, okay. And he takes some of his dried figs. What could he possibly care if it's dates or dried figs? There, l'kuli alma, you wouldn't say kpeda. So the Zakhti Rashbi, you see mafurish, that if he's using his own thing, and there's no possible hefsid you're going to have if it's dates, dried figs, it makes absolutely no difference. Memela, you can't say kpeda, you say maramakam alay. So who would then hear, if you would tell him, if he would say, lend me a silver coin, and be mekadesh anisha, and the guy's lending him a gold coin, and he doesn't have to pay the gold coin. He only has to pay the silver coin, so what difference does it make to him? He's lending away and only paying him back the silver coin. What difference does it make to him if he uses the silver coin, or if he adds a gold coin for himself? There's mamish no chilek, memela, you wouldn't be able to say kpeda. So the Raja, because of that, says a bechiddush, that the man the maramakim uloi holds, even though he's going to cost him more money, but that's what people want. Anan sadi, that the better you make the kedushin, the better it is. He's willing to pay extra money, as long as it's not unreasonable, to have a better kedushin. He only said dina shel kesef, meaning, if all you want to lend me is a dina shel kesef, it's also fine. But if the guy wants to lend him more a dina shel zav, avani is maskim to that. That's the man the maramakim uloi, and the man the says, pay this, no. We can't assume anything. Since it's possible he wouldn't want to give a silver coin, so mainly we assume kpeda. But if there is no svara for a kpeda, you can't say kpeda. That's the shita sarashba. Now, what do the other rishayim hold? What do the rishayim hold that say that we're talking about that he's not going to be chayev a whole dina shalzav, and even so they say it's a machlokes kpeda and maramaka. So kipshuta, it sounds like they hold that even if there's no makam for any kpeda b'chalal, you still could say kpeda. He told you the shlichus is this. He said the shlichus is kesef. You can't give him zav. But the Machne Ephraim, we're going to speak about this Machne Ephraim soon, but the Machne Ephraim says it's not mistabra. He held it wasn't mistabra. And Mefrat, you have this raya from the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says, kam b'shalei, kam b'shal chaveri. Then when he's using his own thing, it doesn't make a difference to Mar McGregor's, and he can't say kpeda. So he says that could be they hold that a person doesn't want to be mekadesh with someone else's money. He wants to do the mitzvah with his own money. That's the kpeda. He doesn't want. You're lending him a dinishal kesef. That he's going to pay back. He's going to owe the kesef. That he's fine with. But you're going to give use a dinishal zav, even though he's not mechuyev to pay you back. But then kumta, the kedushin happened with that. It wasn't his own money. He doesn't want such a thing. He wants it to be his own money. And he doesn't want so much money. He wants kesef. What do you have to give zav for? Now, either he'll have to pay zav, which he wasn't willing to do. Or if he'll only have to pay back kesef, which that's all he's mechuyev to do, kumtais kedushas without us, it's not his money, so it's also a kpeda. So they're only arguing if it's a kpeda or not. But Tainan de Machne Ephraim, Lemaisa, the Rambam, paskins like Rabba. The Rambam, by the case of Tzmarim and Gregers, the Rambam and Ilchas Erevin, he paskins like Rabba. He doesn't make any chilatin shalei and shal chaveri. He paskins even by shal chaveri, even in that case where you say, you tell your friend, go take some of your tamarim and make an Erev with the tamarim. Your friend says, fine. And he ends up making the Erev with his gregorus. So there, it shouldn't make any difference to you at all if your friend uses his tamarim, his gregorus. What's the difference? All you need is an Erev. What's the difference if it's great to have tamarim or gregorus? Your tamarim can make a difference. Your friend's tamarim should make a difference. And that was Rav Yosef's svara. But the Rambam paskins that even b'shal chaveri it's that way. Because the Rambam paskins like Rabbah. So come out l'chaya, halacha l'maisa l'fi the Rambam, that even if there's no makam for a kpeda, you say kpeda, you don't say maramakam hulay. Tinamach Nefrayim was discussing a very interesting shaila. This is the shaila that came up then. It was the shaila Lacha Lamaisa then. There was a case, somebody was very distant, he was in Minasayam, he was far away from his wife, and he met somebody from his wife's town. And he told him, I don't know for sure if I'm going to be able to get back to my town. I don't want to leave my wife in Aguna, but I'm not sure yet. I still might come back. But here I have an opportunity to send you as a shliach. So this is what I want you to do. When you go back to the town, give her a get and say that if I don't come back by the time, he specified a certain time, if I don't come back by this time, then it's a get. Give the get al tnai. Al tnai im lebasi mikan, the ad, a certain amount of time, let's say it was a year, then it should be a get. They were masadid a get, the shliach had the get. What happened in the end was, the shliach never made it back to the town so quickly. It took him a long time to get back to the town. By the time the shliach got back to the town with the get in hand, it was already after that specified time. So he couldn't give the get with a tanai that if he doesn't come back for the specified time, it should be a get, because it's already after that time. So there are Rabbanim there paskin. So what's the difference? The tie's not negeya. Let him just give the get without any tanai. But there were gedolim that were ma'ir on this get. And they said, if you made him a shliach to give a get al tanai, and now he can't do your shlichus of giving the get al tanai im lebasi, because it's already after that time. So there's no shlichus. The shlichus is batal. He can't do his shlichus. There is no shlichus. Mamela, she's stuck. She can't get a get. Unless you can find the husband somewhere and send another get. But the Vaila, she's stuck. So the Machne Ephraim held not the way. He held very stark to Yimakshah to get. He wrote a whole Arichus, Semperik Tess, and Ilchus Gerish in the Machne Ephraim. And he brings a Raya from our Rajba. Our Rajba says, Mefurish, that even if you sent the Shliach specifically for one thing, like in this case, you told him, Dina Shel Kesef. But if there's absolutely no reason to be makbid against the Dina Shel Zav, so you don't say Kpeda. So here also, he told him to give the get out tonight. But that's because he wanted to leave himself a chance to get back by the specified time. Now it's after the specified time. So there's no shum svar of him to be makbid. So male, it's not a Kpeda. Mefurish Rashba. Aye, the other Rishayim say by the Zav and the Kesef that it could be called a Kpeda, even if he only has to pay back the Kesef. Like we said, because they hold that you are makbid. You don't want to be makadish with someone else's money. But here, this case, there's no reason for him to be makbid. He doesn't need the tanai because it's already after the time. Now, tainit de machne Ephraim, like we said, but the Rambam passes like Rabba. The Rambam paskins that even when you're doing it b'shal chaveri, still you say kpedi. You don't say maramakimullah, even if there's no reason to be makbid. So l'chayre l'fi the Rambam, it should come out, that since he told it to Megarish al-Tanai, and it can't be Megarish al-Tanai, it should be a Kpeda. Now the Machne Ephraim Tain is no. Even if you're going to learn in the Rambam, and this l'chayre pshat in the Rambam, that even if there's no Makbid to Makbid, no one in his right mind will be Makbid, but you still say Kpeda, the Teretz is, because since he mentioned that, since he said Tamarim, since he said Halilei Dina Kesef, whatever the case is, when he said it, that means he's makbid. It doesn't make sense to be makbid. Okay, you don't understand why he's makbid, but we're going to assume he's makbid. Mashen can hear, of course he's makbid. Of course he's makbid that you should not give a get before the specified time unless you make it tonight that if he comes back in the specified time, it shouldn't be a get. But that paid is niskayim. It's after the specified time. Stama beat to say that he wanted to get out tonight, and now that's after the specified time, you can't technically put in the tonight because it was ready, was in the sky in the tonight. That doesn't make any sense. In other words, the pshan in the Rambam is not stama gzeris akasav, that whatever nusach you told the shliach, that becomes the shlichus no matter what, even if there's absolutely no logical reason for it. The pshan in the Rambam is, when you make a shlichus on a specific thing, you got to stick to what you said. You don't say maramakimullah, you say kpeda, you got to stick to what he said. But sticking to what he said means to the mechuvin of what he said. He said tomorrow, you got to stick to tomorrow. Why shouldn't he want Gregory Sosa? Because he said tomorrow, period. He said kesef, you got to stick to kesef. What does he care if he gives off? It doesn't cost him a penny? No. He said kesef, you got to stick to kesef. But here, he said, give the get and make it tonight. If I don't come back by this and this time, by Rosh Chodesh Adar, then it shouldn't be a get. It's after Rosh Chodesh Adar. So you're sticking to what he said. You're not giving a get that should work if it comes back by Rosh Chodesh Adar. The fact that you can't, you have to modify exactly the sinus a get based on what's now. But this is mamish what he said. That l'chuli alma can't be a k'peda. That's a machne v'rayin shpsak. This is all in the man yom of k'peda. There's rather also an interesting zach, an interesting shtickle tari from the stipel, the man yom of maramakim hulay. Because k'pshuta you learn, the man yom of maramakim hulay is a pshat, that even though he said, or he in this case, she said, be my shleit to makabel kedushin from someone who told me he's been kaddish me with a dina shel kesef. The dina shel kesef doesn't go around in the shlichus b'chol. It's marmakim. He's just giving a reference. But the shlichus is kabel kedushin as if he didn't say it at all. The isha that says, skachli b'makim, the kabel yigiti b'makim zeh, the b'makim zeh ain't the shrine in the shlichus at all. He said b'makim zeh because he wanted to give a reference where to find the husband. But the shlichus is kabel yigiti. He said, make a get pasha. They made a get mekusher. If Shana is a get pasha, it was Mar Malkam. I'll even take you a get pasha. But a get mekusher, it's as if he said, make a get stam, and you can do whatever you want, get pasha to get mekusher. But the stipel clears a different svar. Because it's going on the Yishalmi and Shumas. The Yishalmi and Shumas learns, according to Rish Lakish, that if you make a shliach to take Shuma for you, you can't be mevatel the shliach anymore. It's actually a sugya a little later in the third parak, we'll get to it. But what's negayah to us is that the Yishalmi understands that Rish Lakish holds that if you make a shliach to mekabel tshuma to be tayrim, you can't be mevatel that shliach. Even if you tell the shliach not to be tayrim, he can still be tayrim. Lo yasidib mevatel dibur. So the Yishalmi asks a kasha, which the Bavli also asks his kasha, is a mishnah in Shumas that says that if you send the shliach to be tayrim, if you mevatel the shlichus before he's tired, then his tshuma doesn't work. If you mevatel the shlichus after he's tired, then his tshuma works. So you see, klai can mevatel the shlichus. So the Shalmi's answer is these words: Ti paser kain she'om lelechu kava b'tzafin, v'holach v'kava b'darim. He said lechu kava b'tzafin, v'holach v'kava b'darim. So the Rash on the Mishnah there has two pshatim in the Shalmi. One pshat is that he told the shliach lech v'kava b'tzafin, he told the shliach to go b'tayim b'tzafin, and bitul means v'halach, meaning the balabayis went v'kava b'darim, he was tayim himself. He didn't just be mevatel the shlichus, he made his own shuma. So that's not deep, but that's maisa, which is the Bavli's teretz on this kasha. Now the problem is, it doesn't fit that well in the Yishalmi, because what's the difference between tzafin and darim? He should have said, he told him to be tayim, and he was tayim before him. What's the pshat? He told him lech v'kava b'tzafin v'holach v'kava b'darim. That he went and was tayrim b'darim, meaning the balabais went and was tayrim b'darim. What's even if he was tayrim b'tzafin, he went and beat him to it. No, ashtikol deicha. But that's the Rash's first pshat. Then it's exactly like the Bavli. So the Rash, probably because of this kasha, the stipletainas, says another pshat. He told the shliach go be tayrim on the north side of the Kri. And the shliach went and was tayrim on the south side of the Kri, and then the bittul works. And he says the Rambam's mavur that way. The Rambam's mavur that's the pshat in the Yishalmi. The Rambam's mavur the case is he told the shliach to be tayrim on one side of the Kri, and the shliach was tayrim on the other side of the Kri. That's why his bittul works. That means in the Rambam's very shver, we can't be ma'arechet it b'chlal. The Rambam doesn't pass like Rish Lakish. The Rambam holds tani kibim vat in all cases. The Yishalmi's saying it in Rish Lakish. Sapela. But getting back to our subject, the Rambam Zicha learns Yishalmi like the second shot of the Rash, that the case was he told the shliach to be tayrim b'tzafin, and the shliach was tayrim b'darim, and that's why his bittul works. But the chayr is a plia, and like others asked, or advised the Rikurkis, that be manavshach. If you hold k'peda, you hold that if he tells him go be tayrim b'tzafin and he's tayrim b'darim, you hold k'peda. You hold that he's not a shliach for that, so you don't have to mevatel him. Even if you're not mevatel it. It's dam doesn't work, because it's a kmeida. He told him it's often, so he says darim. And if you hold marim mokum iloi, so chayavaiti is a shliach. What's the difference if he's mishana from tzaf and darim? He's a shliach, so why is it a bit to work? Why should the fact that he changed the shliachus make it that he's still a shliach if you're not mevatel it, but bitl works? What's the pshan in that? It's a pella. Zog this stipla, vaistais, at least according to this pshat, that Maramokim Huloi is not the pshat that it doesn't go right in the Shlichus Bechlal. Avad, if he said Tzafin, the shlichus is on Safin. So why does it work on Darim? Because since he's not makbid, so it works on Darim, he didn't sliya. It works on Darim because you see that he wants him to be tired, even though the shlichus is Safin, but it works on Darim, he didn't sliya. So Mela, very good. If he did the shlichus, he said, come daisy coming with sad minish shlichus. A minish shlichus, I can't be mevatel. Lo yisidim mevatel dibe. That's what Rish Lakish holds. But you're not coming with sad minish shlichus, because the minish shlichus is dafka tzafen. You're coming with sad the fact that there's no kpeda. It's marimakim hulai. So memela, it works not shchia. It works without a minish shlichus. But there, if I say you shouldn't do it, you can't be zeicha balkarchi. That's not a din of asidim mevatel dibe. Stam, I said you shouldn't do it, so now there's no shchia. So he said, Lamaisa, this pshat is telling the big machlokes Yishenim, because the big shaila of Schia works by Chuma altogether. There's a ksais with the Chuma Sedeshen. The Chuma Sedeshen's case is that the challah was going to get ruined if it wouldn't be baked. So the Meshareses went and was mafrish challah, and the shaila says it works, it's not her challah, and Chuma Sedeshen says it works within Schia, because he had to be mafrish challah then. But the ksais is Simon Reshmim Gimel Sifkat Ne, he holds no. He brings a ray from a rajma. That you don't say schi, you only say schi when you're being zeicha money for somebody. But stand that a non sadi be a shlich, that doesn't work. You need a minoy. It's really telling you Gemara later, dafnan beiz and beiz. We'll speak about it then, beiz Hashem. But it's not so partial b'chlal, you can have schi by truma. But tiny just life look good. There is shayna that hold there's no din schi by truma, so they'll learn up the Yisham, like the first chat of the Rash, that we're dealing with a case where the Baal HaBayis was tayim first. Halach, he told him, Lech v'kava b'tzafayim, v'halach v'kava b'darim means the Baal HaBayis was kava b'darim. So that would zicha be a bitl on the shlichus either way. But the Rambam, and the second pshat of the Rash, that says, that Lech v'kava b'tzafayim, v'halach v'kava b'darim means that the shlich was kava b'darim, and since the shlich was mishana, therefore the bitl works, which we have this problem in Manavshach, if it's a shina, he says, b'chal v'da mean a shlichus, elamai say marimakim ulai. So then how could it be mevatel? It should be a minish shlichus. On that, you could say this pshat, that marimakim ulai doesn't mean that that's the shlichus. Everyone's masking that when you specify a shlichus is on what you specified, period. Now, if you hold marimakim ulai, so the pshat is, you don't have a kpeda, it works midin shchia. And since it goes midin shchia, so mele can be mevatel. It's not a din of asiyu mevatel dibur. So this comes out a new pshat in Marimakim Ulai, the fetus stipler saying pshat in the Yerushalmi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.